WV Governor Patrick Morrissey signs Riley Gaines Act into law protecting women's spaces. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 12, 2025. West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrissey, R., signed the Riley Gaines Act into law, which protects women's spaces and codifies sex-based terms like male and female into the state law. In a press release, Morrissey stated that the signing of the Riley Gaines Act into law sent a strong message that West Virginia stood with women. The bill, which was sponsored by Senate President Randy Smith, R., and West Virginia State Senator Mike Wolfel, D., passed in the Senate by vote of 31-3, and passed the House in a 90-8 vote, according to Fox News. "Today we sent a strong message that West Virginia stands with women," Morrissey said in a statement. "West Virginia will not bow down to radical gender ideology. We are going to lead with common sense, and the Riley Gaines Act does exactly that." Fox News reported that text of the measure states that it reaffirms long-standing meanings s of terms such as male and female, and also preserves women's restrooms, sleeping quarters, locker rooms and other private facilities. According to the text of the measure, it reaffirms long-standing meanings s of sex, male and female in state law, preserves women's restrooms, sleeping quarters, locker rooms and other private facilities for the sole use of women, to prevent abuse, harassment, sexual assault and violence committed by men. The outlet noted that Morrissey revealed he was inspired by the story of 14-year-old shot put athlete Emmy Salerno and her teammates who refused to participate in a middle school championship sporting event in 2023 as a protest against being primed to compete against a transgender-identifying student athlete. Former collegiate swimmer Riley Gaines issued a statement praising Morrissey's leadership and noting that the West Virginia legislature has executed his priority of defining sex-based words and protecting women's spaces with the passage of the bill. "Under Governor Morrissey's leadership, the West Virginia legislature has executed his priority of defining sex-based words and protecting women's spaces by swiftly passing this legislation," Gaines said. "I am truly honored to support such a strong piece of legislation, and I look forward to celebrating this win along with West Virginia women and girls when it becomes law today."